Wayne State University will field a women's soccer team in 2026. It'll be the school's first new varsity sport in more than a decade. Athletic director Erica Wallace says she reviewed every sport when she arrived to ensure women student athletes had enough opportunities to compete.
And through that, it became very apparent that women's soccer is a sport that, for one, our conference has. We're the only school in our conference that doesn't have it. Detroit has, right? There's a huge youth population. We have some of the best clubs in the country here, and that Wayne State didn't offer it. And so when we started looking at it, it really made it more evident that there was a need for it and that we could be pretty successful if we added it.
So did you have to do this to comply with Title IX?
Yes, absolutely. So with Title IX compliance, proportionality is one of the prongs that you look at. And so we have to make accommodations in order to stay relevant and obviously in compliance with Title IX. And so adding women's soccer will help us with that.
I see. Now, the first thing you have to do, as we mentioned, is hire a head coach. What qualifications are you looking for, and when do you plan to hire someone?
I'm hoping to hire someone within the month. So the application portal is open. We're actively reviewing them now. Obviously, looking at someone who has ties to the area for recruitment purposes. So looking at that, looking at head coaching experience, assistant coaching experience, some club coaching experience as well. And so really just looking at all the applicants that have come in and reviewing them in relation to what we have right now.
Where will the team play?
So we have a field right behind Tom Adams Field. It's a complete turf soccer field, and so we plan on doing a couple of upgrades to that, but it's pretty much ready to go.
Did you have a club soccer team?
Yep, we have men's and women's club soccer teams here.
Is this going to be different from them? Will those continue?
It will be different. Those members will have the opportunity to try out because we'll have open tryouts once we hire a coach. But yep, it'll be completely separate from the club program.
Now, this is Wayne State's first new varsity sport in more than a decade. The school dropped men's and women's hockey about 15 years ago or so. Mm-hmm. What does it take to achieve varsity status?
Well, you have to fund it, obviously. And so there's funding that comes with that. Scholarships come with that. Hiring personnel. So you have to have full-time employees, full-time coaches, athletic training staff. So there's kind of a checklist of things that come with it. But we're going to meet all of them. And so this next year we'll be hire a head coach, obviously soon here, and then have a whole year of being able to prep and recruit and then getting ready to start with those scholarships for the fall 26.
When might we see a men's varsity soccer team?
That's a good question. Funding is probably the key for that, right? And so would love to have men's soccer here too. I think the same things resonate with we could be super successful in that area, but we'll just have to wait and see.
So where does the funding for the women's soccer program come from?
So it comes from a variety of different things. Right now we are looking at obviously some general fund dollars, and then we're also looking at some philanthropy that we've had come through, and then through scholarship as well.